Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the new moon solar eclipse that's happening on April 8th, 2024. We're going to take a look at each life path number and how these energies may affect you over the next, say, 6 months to a year as the storyline of this eclipse unfolds. So before we get into it, of course, this is a general forecast. If you're interested in your own personal numerology reading, where we'll take a look at your own personal numerology, just book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. All right, so let's take a look. Life path number 7. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 27-9 and Black Swan energy. So this is interesting. I'll talk about the 27-9 in just a moment, because these are actually kind of like polar opposite types of energies that you're working with, the 27-9 and then Black Swan energy. So with Black Swan energy, there may be something that you have been sort of moving through that has brought you a tremendous amount of mental anguish. And I say that because, you know, with Black Swan, it's sort of the shadow side of the swan, right? Like, it's our shadow self. It's our shadow side. And we have to dive deep into self, into the subconscious, into our belief system, our core belief systems, our emotions, all of these things. When Black Swan energy comes up, there's a deep dive that we're being asked to take into our own psyche to figure out where it is that we keep tripping ourselves up, where it is that we keep holding ourselves back. And so it could be seen as like shadow work type of thing. But there's a lot of potentially mental anguish that is tripping you up. And again, I say that because as a seven, a big part of this journey in this lifetime is to overcome, sort of move from the head to the heart, right? And balance the two. A lot of times sevens can really get stuck in the mind, the mental chatter. They can be very over analytical and really just dissect something or someone with their mind, right? Their thoughts can take over. And so I do think that there's something here with Black Swan coming through at the time of this solar eclipse, right? When we think about a solar eclipse, this is the sun being eclipsed out. So there's something about your vitality that has been or is going to be eclipsed out so that you can rebuild, so that you can see where it's not working and then rebuild, right? Come back even stronger. And there might be a lot here around your emotions, your again, your thoughts and what you choose to believe. And what I would say is this is not like a quick fix. This is something where you have to learn better or more aligned patterns, right? Behaviors, and do things differently. Choose to do things differently. Don't get caught up in over, you know, going down that rabbit hole of overthinking. So you could see this come in around this eclipse to really show you where it is that, you know, things aren't really always happening the way you think they're happening. There's always typically more to the story, especially when it has to do with other people. There's always more to the story. You're only seeing the surface layer. And until you have the conversation with the other person, until you dive in more deeply with the other person, you can't truly understand the full dynamic of or the nuances of what's actually happening in their life, you know, and how that corresponds with your life, etc. So my point of saying all this, especially with Black Swan coming up at the time of an eclipse, is over the next 6 months to a year, pay close attention to your thoughts. Pay close attention to what stories you are creating in your mind, and don't let the story in your head convince you of something that's not true. Whether it's about yourself, whether it's about another person, whether it's about an experience, a situation, circumstances, whatever. And I think you're going to have an opportunity to dive a little bit more deeply into that, because it's amazing what the mind can do on so many levels. And one of the things that it can do is keep us confined in a prison that we don't need to be in. So I do think some of that may come up for you all. Now, let's look at the 27-9 energy. Let's shift gears here, because this energy is incredibly, it's like a fertile sort of promised land. It's this beautiful, successful energy, highly successful period, can be very promising. So I think, especially in the area of, I would say, relationships, I would say relationships could really bloom and blossom for you now. It's almost like springtime for relationships for you all. And it doesn't have to be romantic relationships, although that there is an emphasis on that because we have nine energy. So it brings in like soul contracts, like deep soul contracts, soulmates, that sort of thing. So you could see, you know, if you're single, you could very easily meet someone who is very significant in your life moving forward. Someone may resurface who's very significant in your life moving forward. You might even just deepen the connection with yourself, right? There's a seven, that's very likely, where you really do just feel so much more of a, you know, sense of worth, just very aligned with your sense of self. And that as a seven, well, as a human, but really as a seven, that's such a big part of your journey in this lifetime, is to come back to self and really understand yourself to the best of your ability, right? So that's very, very possible. You could really deepen your connection and your relationship with yourself during this period of time. And I would say that's also very likely because of Black Swan energy. So I would say if in the past your mind, your thoughts, your beliefs have been the biggest villain in your storyline, this could be a period where you're going to find better tools or better ways to work with that so that your mind is no longer the villain. It's no longer the enemy, right? So that's very, very possible. But for others of you, it could be that, you know, very important, significant connections come in for you now, or relationships open up, new ways of seeing the connection come into focus now. That can be just incredibly beautiful. There's also a possibility for some of you to open a new business, you know, launch a new big creative idea, and it could be with help from others. This is a collaborative period. Again, relationships are in the spotlight. Both the very like deep soul connections and relationships in general. So how you relate to another. And so work, you know, collaborations could absolutely come into the spotlight at this time. This excellent time to start again a new business, to launch something, to put your creative genius into something and how you contribute in the world. And if it's with another person or with others, I think you'll see great success from that. This has the potential to really just open you wide up for just big, happy new adventures. You have to, of course, be open to it, right? Like anything can present to you, but if you don't, if you're not open to it, then you're just going to walk right past it. But I do think that there's the potential for the next 6 months to be incredibly healing from a very like mental space, but also can be very, a very like just fertile on all levels, right? So yeah, just incredibly beautiful for relationships, for creative prospects, just anything that you've kind of put your mind to at this time, especially if it's working with others, if it's collaborating, I think you'll see great success from that. So yeah, beautiful energy for you, sevens. Of course, it's what you do with it, but just incredibly beautiful energy for you all. Again, I would just close with saying, don't let the story in your head convince you of something that's not true. So just be very mindful of that over the next 6 months. This is an opportunity to get greater control over those thoughts and choosing the thoughts that you say yes to and take action on, as opposed to the thoughts that you just release because they don't serve you. Okay? Hope it's a great one. Take care, sevens. Bye for now.